The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis, teaches us, Ma Berei de Ravina, Kula Shat Av Yosef B'Tanesa, Ma Berei de Ravina, the whole year was fasted, L'ba Me'atzarta, except for Shavuos, or Purya, Purim, or Mal Yom de Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur. Batzeres, says the Gemara, the reason he ate on Shavuos was because Yom Shnitin Batorah. It was the day that the Torah was given. Posh Pshat, it was the day the Torah was given. And that's why it's a day of rejoicing. And we fast on Yom Kippur because it's of a day, if we fast, we eat to show that we're happy with the Torah. Another Pshat that I saw is that the power of Torah is that Torah can make even the most mundane Olam Hazeh activities holy. That Torah infuses our entire lives with Kedusha, and therefore we show that by Yom Kippur, by Purim, by Shavuos, I'm sorry, by Shavuos eating and showing that we are fulfilling what the Torah wants us to do. Another pshat I saw is that the Gemara, we know the famous Gemara, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim to receive the Torah, so the Malachim said to Noah, Hoitcha ala Shemayim, leave the Torah in Shemayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Echselam tshuva, give them an answer. And Moshe Rabbeinu started going through the Torah and saying to them that the various mitzvahs that the Torah teaches us does apply to Malachim. Malachim don't eat, Malachim don't drink. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately prevailed, that he should indeed be the one that we should receive the Torah. So, if not for the fact that we ate and drank and did these Olam Hazeh activities, we would have never gotten the Torah. And that's why it's only appropriate that on the day of Shavuos we should eat and drink. Purim, on Purim, we eat and drink, because you may mishta simchik sabuhu. The Torah says regarding Purim that there are days of mishta v'simcha. Mal yom de Kippurim, why did he eat an Erev Yom Kippur? The Tanya of Chiyah by Rab Midifti, the Pasuk says, V'nishem es nafshaseichem betishul chaydash. The Pasuk say that we should not eat on the ninth of Tishrei. Ask the Gemara immediately, V'chi betish mesanim? Do we fast on the ninth? V'le basir mesanim? We fast on the tenth of Tishrei. Eloi melach to teach us, kol oichel v'shoyse betishaba, somebody who eats and drinks on the ninth of Tishrei, an Erev Yom Kippur, Malalav HaKos V'Kila, His Anav Tishri V'Siri. It's considered as if he fasted on the ninth and tenth days. So as we learn this Gemara, there are many questions that come up, many questions that are relevant l'halacha, for us to know what to do. One question is, if the Torah wants to teach us that we have to indeed eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so why does the Gemara, what does the Torah teach us in about the ninth? The Torah should have said that on the ninth of Tishrei, eat. Furthermore, if indeed, as we're learning in the Gemara, there is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so why don't we make a bracha when we eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Furthermore, when we eat on Erev Yom Kippur, when does that obligation begin? Does it begin on the ninth of Erev Yom Kippur, or does it only begin on Erev Yom Kippur by day? Furthermore, how much must one eat on Erev Yom Kippur to fulfill this mitzvah? Another question. Does this mitzvah apply to everyone? If you'll have an individual who can't fast, does he have to anyway eat on Erev Yom Kippur, or does such an individual not have to eat Erev Yom Kippur? And Rabbi Akiva Eger asks a question. Certainly, eating on Erev Yom Kippur, as we're learning, is a mitzvah say shezman grama. It's only an Erev Yom Kippur. And we know that unless taught otherwise, the halacha is that that women are exempt from mitzvah say shezman grama. So what would be the halacha about a woman? Does a woman have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Or is this halacha only for men, not for women? Rashi says, in Masechta Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskel HaKol, what's the reason somebody should yoichel b'tishri, that you should eat on the 9th of Tishrei? The whole reason the Torah told us to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is in order for one to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. And now, according to that, it's very understandable why the Torah so much connects this mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur to the mitzvah of fasting. Because actually, that's the entire reason we eat on Erev Yom Kippur. We eat on Erev Yom Kippur because only that we should be able to fast. And the Rosh, who agrees with Rashi, takes this concept one step further. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us like an only child. And just like if a father is aware that his only child has to fast, so what he'll do is he'll prepare for him food and drink and everything that he should have in order that he should properly be able to fast. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, he told us that we have to fast, and we'll speak about this a little more later in our shir. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he says, yes, I know that you need to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, but I'm telling you, eat and drink to be prepared. Rabbeinu Yoina gives us other reasons. Rabbeinu Yoina says that we want to show how happy we are that we have the opportunity to fast and the opportunity to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the famous Medrash. There's a Medrash that says there was once a Jew who was a tailor. And he went to the market on Erev Yom Kippur to buy fish for the Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. And there was only one fish available in the marketplace. And at the same time, the servant of the king also came at the behest of the king to buy fish. And now these two individuals, the tailor and the king's servant, are bidding for this fish. And they keep on raising the price until ultimately the tailor bought the fish for 12 gold coins. The king is eating his dinner and he asks his servant, his chef, I always have fish at my dinner. Where's the fish? So he told him the story. I went to the market. There was only one fish available. And there was a bidding, and this tailor ultimately outbid me with the 12 gold pieces. The king couldn't understand, who is the tailor that has so much money, a Jewish tailor that could afford 12 gold coins for a piece of fish? So he asked that he summoned the tailor. The tailor comes to his house and he asks him, how do you have that kind of money for a piece of fish? So he answered, there's one day in the year in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, that on that day we have the opportunity to have come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should have mechila v'slicha, he forgives us for all of our sins. So we're coming so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't it so appropriate so appropriate that we should make a great meal? And that's why I spent all of this money to buy the fish, even though it was way above my means, and even though I knew I was bidding against the king. And the Medrash concludes the story that when ultimately the tailor opened up the fish, he found an expensive diamond in the fish from which he had parnasa for the rest of his life. So that's one reason the Beinu Yoinah gives. Another reason the Beinu Yoinah gives is that in every yontif we have to eat Sudas Yontif. Where's the Sudas Yontif on Yom Kippur? So the Sudas Yontif of Yom Kippur is on Erev Yom Kippur. Another pshat that the Rebbeinu Yoinah says, similar to the pshat of Rashi and Rosh, is that since on Yom Kippur we're going to have to fast, but on the same hand we also have to spend the day of Yom Kippur davening. So how do we have the ability to daven? The way we have the ability to daven is by eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Gives us the strength to be able to daven, to have the energy to properly daven. I did see that the Elyahu Rabba has just the opposite approach. He says a person who's not accustomed to eating a lot, so you now go tell him to eat, if your person's accustomed to eat a lot and now you tell him not to eat, it's difficult for him not to eat. Whereas, he says, if you have an individual who normally doesn't eat, for him it's not hard to fast. So specifically, we're told to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so that on Yom Kippur, the fast should be a more difficult fast. Another pshat that I saw is that actually there are two ways of serving Hashem. We could serve Hashem by fasting, and we could serve Hashem by eating. And Yom Kippur represents the way we serve Hashem without eating. And Erev Yom Kippur represents the way we serve Hashem with eating. And actually, I saw that the Sfas Emes says that on Erev Yom Kippur, we know the minig is that when we daven mincha on Erev Yom Kippur, we already say the vidui. So the reason most give is because chas v'shalom, if something should happen to the person during the Suda Mafsekis, he will have not been able to say vidui. So we say vidui already on Erev Yom Kippur. At least we know we have that vidui. It's difficult. So then you should say vidui every day if that's the concern. So the Sfas Emes says, you know why we say vidui on Erev Yom Kippur? We say vidui on Erev Yom Kippur because maybe we didn't eat the way we're supposed to eat. And the way we're learning now, it's very understandable. Because it was saying that the whole eating of Erev Yom Kippur is to show that we worship Hashem with eating. So who knows if he really ate with the right kavana? Maybe I ate just because I want to eat. And therefore, because of that, the challenge is a great challenge, and therefore we eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Therefore we have to say a special vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. Taisus in Masechta Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel Ki'ilu, asks a question. Here we're saying, the Gemara says, V'chi B'tesh V'sanim, V'loi B'sar M'sanim. The whole way how the Gemara got to this point that you're supposed to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, because the Pasuk speaks about Tishrei, 9 days in Tishrei, where we know Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishrei. As Taisus, we find there's a Pasuk regarding Pesach. The Pasuk says, Barishit, Baba Asa Yoim L'chodesh Be'erev Toichlu Matzis. So the Pasuk speaks about the 14th of Nisan, but we know that Matzis are eaten on the 15th of Nisan. And the answer is that the Torah, when it speaks about the 14th, means the 14th at night, which is the 15th. So ask Tosfos, why doesn't the Gemara say the same teretz over here? That when it's speaking about Tishri, it doesn't mean the 9th, it means the 9th at night, which is already the 10th. So the Chasam Sofer says a beautiful teretz in the name of his Rebbe Daflo. He says that in our calendar, in the Jewish calendar, the day follows the night. But when did that become the halacha? When Klal Yisrael received the Torah. So when Klal Yisrael were told about Pesach, they were like the rest of the world, where the night follows the day. And therefore, the Torah, when it says Baba Osu Yoim L'Chodesh Be'erif, even though it speaks about the 14th day of Nisan, the night after the 14th, where is considered the night after the 14th, while there was still Mitzrayim, before Kabbalah Satorah, that's because the night follows the day. But this pasuk about Yom Kippur was already given to us after Kabbalah Satorah. After Kabbalah Satorah, we Jews know that it's day, night, and then day. So if it says 9th, it doesn't mean the 9th at night, which is the 10th. And therefore, the Gemara had a very legitimate question. There's a very fundamental machlokes. If this din that we're learning, that you're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, is midoraisa or midrabanan. The cast of Mishnah says that it's only a drabanan, and the pasuk is no more than an asmachta. But if we look at the Rambam, and this is a Rambam not in Hilchus Yom Kippur, the Rambam is in Hilchus Nedarim, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. In fact, it's interesting to point out that this halacha that we just learned in the Gemara about the need to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, even though it's certainly quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, as we will read soon, it's not mentioned in the Rambam in Hilchus Yom Kippur. It's only mentioned in Hilchus Nedarim, where it says that Misha Nishvel is Sa'anis B'yom Echem Imoysa Shana, if somebody swore he's not going to eat on one of the days of the year, or Pagaba Yontif or Erev Yom Kippur, and now Yontif or Erev Yom Kippur falls on that day, Chayv Lotzum. Vein Tzarech Loimim Pagaba Rosh Chodesh, certainly if the day that I made a Shvur that I'm not going to eat, that day ends up being Rosh Chodesh, I'm not allowed to eat. Avol, says the Rambam, in Pagaba Chanukah Purim, where she's Surim Rak Midrabanan, where the Issa to eat on Chanukah and Purim is only an Issa de Rabbanon, also Chizuk de Vreim Yoitz Mashal Torah, V'yitcha Nidroi. So it seems that according to the Rambam, Purim and Chanukah are indeed, Purim and Chanukah are indeed Midrabanon. And therefore, because Chazal wanted to show how important it is to follow what the Rabbanon said, so even though I have a shvur that I'm not allowed to eat that day, I don't have to, I should not follow the shvur. Any other day, which is a deraisa, my shvur is in effect, and I don't eat. So, Pasha Pshat in the Rambam, it seems that Erev Yom Kippur, the chiyuv to eat, is a chiyuv deraisa. There are Rishonim that say that the Rambam is not to be understood that Erev Yom Kippur is a deraisa. And they say as follows, because the Rambam seems to say that Rosh Chodesh is also deraisa. And they want to say that there's nowhere that it says that the Isser to fast on Rosh Chodesh is Isser deraisa. What the Rambam means to say is that Rosh Chodesh, Erev Yom Kippur, have a basis in the Torah, Shebiksav, why you should eat. So therefore, people aren't going to disregard that. And therefore Chazal didn't see a need to make a gzeirah not to eat on, not to keep Yeshua, and that you should not be allowed to fast on Erev Yom Kippur on Rosh Chodesh. Whereas Chanukah and Purim have no basis in the Torah. Since Chanukah and Purim have no basis in the Torah, that's why Chazal were more machmer. And since Chazal were more machmer, that's why, and you're not allowed to fast. But not that the Rambam necessarily holds, that the Isser, that the Chiv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is a Chiv deraisa. Another question is, when does this obligation begin? Does it begin by day, or does it begin at night? So, actually, I saw a very nice raya from the Shilas, from the Yad Ephraim, here in Siman Tov Reish Daled, that says that it only begins by day. Because the Gemara in Masechet Ksubos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, says, V'lo yivol b'matzoi Shabbos. We shouldn't make a wedding matzoi Shabbos, says the Gemara, my Tama. Omer Reb Zeira, Zeira Shem Yishra Ben Oif. We're concerned that you're going to have a wedding party matzoi Shabbos, and people anxious to prepare for the wedding are going to shecht the chicken already on Shabbos. Omer Abaya asked Gemara, that Abaya asks, if that's the reason, Elamata Yom Kippurim Shechali is B'sheini B'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls on Monday, Yitcha, we should have the same concern. Gzeir Shema Yishcha Benoif. Erev Yom Kippur we have to eat. Matzah Shabbos we're going to shecht, and we may shecht the chicken on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Hasim Islei Ravcha. If the wedding takes place Matzah Shabbos, so the wedding's taking place Matzah Shabbos, I'm in a rush. So I'm going to shecht the chicken Chas V'Shalom on Shabbos. Here, where the eating is only on Sunday, so I'm not going to be in such a pressure, and therefore I won't necessarily fast, or I won't necessarily come Chas V'Shalom to shecht the chicken on Shabbos. I'll have time for Matzah Shabbos. But if, says the Yad Ephraim, we already have to eat Matzah Shabbos, so I am going to start rushing, so I should be able to eat Matzah Shabbos. Is a raya that the chiv to eat only begins by day, not by night. However, I did see that the Achroinim say that this is not necessarily a compelling raya. Why? Because really, it could be that even if we'll say there's a mitzvah to eat at night, it's certainly not the main time when eating has to take place. The main obligation is on Erev Yom Kippur. And therefore, even if I'm going to be eating Matzah Shabbos, I don't have that pressure. And because I don't have that pressure, I won't, Chas V'Shalom, come to be Mechal Shabbos. However, say the Paiskin, it really goes back to the beginning of our shir. Why do we eat on Erev Yom Kippur? If the reason we eat on Erev Yom Kippur is because we want to show that we want to prepare to eat. So I don't know if you eat the night before Erev Yom Kippur, it's going to help you for Yom Kippur to be able to fast. But if Erev Yom Kippur, as we learned, is a day of Yom Tov, or it's a day to show that we're serving Hashem even with eating, so then the night of Erev Yom Kippur would have the same din as the day of Erev Yom Kippur. La'aloch l'maisa, the Paiskim all say that the halacha is that the obligation is just on the day of Erev Yom Kippur. However, I did see that the Shla says that one should try to start eating extra even on Erev Yom Kippur in the evening.